Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today, I almost wanted to do this as a monologue, John. It just really hit home to the listener who's listening to this. It's 2024 now. Obviously, we're recording this earlier, but it's 2024 for you. Will this year be different? Is it the morning of the 3rd in Australia when you're listening to this, or the morning of the 2nd in America when you're listening to this, and you've already been a little lazy, like you've already just started your year off the same way you've started the last 5 fucking years off? Or is this year going to be the year that it's different? And even if you've already started a business and you're listening to this, is this a year you're going to double down and put in the real work here and really change your life? Because I think anyone listening to this, whether you've already started, whether you bought our end of year sale, Black Friday sale, whether you've been running a business for a while, you can significantly change your life in 1 year's time just by simply taking action. You can disappear and go be a different person for 1 year and pop your head back above water and watch how everyone is still likely in the same position they were, and you can be a different person. And so I genuinely want to know, will this year be different? I know there was a year in my life that changed. 2015 was the year that I made this decision. I bought a course on the 11th of January, just like the one John and I have, a much worse version, if I'm going to be honest with you. And that's when I started. That's when I started building a business. That's when I started consuming loads of self-development podcasts and books and just choosing to be a different person, choosing that I want a different life. And I want to know if the people who are listening to this, and there's thousands of people who listen to our podcast, is this the year that's going to be different? Or are you once again playing this podcast going, I'm going to start soon. As soon as I get this right, or as soon as I get that right, it'll be just about time. There's no fucking better time than right now. And so, you know, John and I talk, how do we do a new year, new you episode? We've done that already. You've done that already. I guarantee everyone listening to this has set their New Year's resolutions and then fuck them off a month later. And every year they're like, well, you know what? I'm going to buckle down and this is going to be the one. When's it going to change? When's it going to actually be different? That's the question I have for everyone listening today.
Yeah. Yeah. And man, I remember that. Like, I remember every new year I would sit there, like, and I'm talking going back 15 years or something. I'd sit there and say, yeah, I'm going to do something different this year or whatever. And then I'd probably, you know, go out drinking with the boys and then come back and that was completely gone. You know what I mean? And like, then you'd sit there at the end of the year and go, oh, well, partway through, then you'd be like, yeah, I was thinking about doing that and I've still got some time. And, you know, then it would never happen. And then you'd go back to the start of the next year and you'd be in exactly the same position. I went through that for many years. 2014 was the year for me, just before you, where like I just changed everything. And it literally is like, I think it's easy to get stuck going through life thinking that it's just going to happen for you at some point. Like, it's just going to come together. Like, things are going to fall into place. Somebody's going to hand you something, or something's going to fall on your lap, and things are going to get better. Things are going to change. You're going to get more time. You're going to get more money, whatever. And that shit never fucking happens, or at least very rarely. And even if it does, you're not prepared for it, and you'll probably screw it up anyway, right? If you want that change, if you want more time, if you want greater control over your life, if you want more money, whatever it is, you have to go out and proactively make it happen. So if you're listening to this and you're sitting there saying, yes, I want those things, please go out and make it happen, because it ain't just going to happen for you this year, just like it didn't last year or the year before or the year before or the year before that. Like, you've got to get out. You've got to start taking steps. And you just have to take small steps consistently. And absolutely, if you do that for 12 months, people ask me all the time here at Dropship Breakthrough when they're thinking of joining, like, what's the success rate of people who follow your program, right? And I say, for people who do this for 12 months, right? So they get in, they build a business, which you can do in 30 days, and then they run that business for until they hit 12 months from day one, the success rate of people who go on from there and make money, like more than they put into the business, is actually really high, right? It's literally, I think it's plus 50% easily. It's probably much higher than that. And so, yeah, just got to make that choice. That's where it starts. You got to make that choice with yourself that, you know, you're going to do things differently. You're going to be different. You're going to be a different person. That's what it's about. It's not just you're going to be the same person and do something different. You actually have to make a decision to change yourself.
Hey, remember Holly? Yeah, episode 212. From $0 to $500,000 in 5 months. Holly is one of our best students, and you can hop on a call with her right now at dropshipbreakthrough.com/call. If you're listening to this, I know you're thinking about starting your own high-ticket dropshipping business, and what better person to speak to than Holly, who is a shining example of what can be done starting your own business. So hop on a call with Holly, see if joining Dropship Breakthrough is right for you. dropshipbreakthrough.com/call.
I can hear the people asking, how, John? How do we do that? And for me, it's different inputs equal different outputs. And so if you're waking up, and again, if you're listening to this on the second or the third, maybe you're still hungover. I know I might have been, you know, a decade ago myself, John probably too. We were both quite the degenerate person. But if you're listening to this and you're ready to make a change, you have to change your inputs. And so if you spend what the average American does, 3 to 4 hours on social media, like, you know, if you have an iPhone, open it up right now, swipe to the left and tell me what your screen time says for the day, right? Whenever you're listening to this, probably not good. And so change your inputs. Are you spending all of your time on social media? Well, then shift that, right? There's a million books out there. John and I have done podcasts on the books that him and I have consumed. Go consume those books. Put a different input into your body rather than getting the dopamine hit of scrolling, right? I'm a huge podcast guy. Podcasts really shaped who I am today over the last 10 years. I don't even listen to most of them anymore. It's interesting to go back and see the ones that I was subscribed to and think about that. But it was a lot of rah-rah, if I'm honest with you. A lot of people like being showing up for me when I didn't want to show up for myself, just telling me you could do it, seeing examples of how I could do it, learning about e-commerce, learning about marketing, and just absorbing myself with information around what I wanted to be and having other people show that they could do it. And then again, like John said, just doing the work, showing up every day, saying I'm going to sit here. And some days it was staring at my screen, literally doing nothing, or you know, refreshing whatever thing I was like, you know, back in the day, it was like watching analytics, just please someone buy. At least I'd like set it up. But if you spend 30 minutes a day, an hour a day, the rest of this year building, of course it's going to bring results. It can't not bring results if you do the work. And you know, an hour a day really adds up. That's 30 hours in a month, right? Is that right? Am I doing my math right there, John? Yeah, I don't do public math. Bad. 30 hours a month, right? Yeah, that's a work week, a short work week, but it's a work week of time, right? And imagine doing that for 12 months. And so find different inputs, whether it's listening to us. I'm sure we could make some podcast recommendations. Lewis Howes is a great one. Tom Bilyeu is a great one. There's a million podcasts out there that can get you fired up. Go listen to Tony Robbins stuff. Do whatever it takes to like improve yourself and improve the inputs that are coming in and watch the outputs change as well. And yeah, that might come at the expense of your Netflix time, as we've talked about before, or come at the expense of your bar time, as John has ranted about before too. But what would you rather have? Would you rather be sitting here a year from now looking back going, fuck, I remember that podcast John and Ben did. I sure wish I did something. And again, John and I, we're probably terrible marketers because I genuinely don't give a shit if you drop ship. Like, I just want you to do something. I want you to change your life. There's too many people sitting here listening to this who are like, someday I'll do that, or someday I'll do this. And man, I hate going to my job. And man, I'm not really happy in this relationship. I'm not really happy with these people in my life, but you're not doing a fucking thing to change it. And so if this is, you know, if this is me kicking in the ass through your earbuds, then this is me kicking in the ass. I hope this is the day you decide something needs to change. It's going to be fucking different from now on.
Yeah. And I want to get a special call out to those people who think that doing something, that researching for 2 months or 3 months or something is doing something. It's not. It's an excuse. You don't need to listen to 57,000 hours of podcasts to start taking action. Yes, listen to podcasts. Yes, consume content. But please make sure you're actually doing something as well, because there's a really big trap in, you know, this space where there's so much information out there, and you can think that you need to research everything in depth in for hours and hours and hours before you do anything to make sure that you're doing the right thing. And that's actually a trap. That doesn't help. It's not going to make you any more likely to be successful. Yes, you need to learn. Yes, you do need to, in the beginning, consume some content so that you actually know what you're doing and know what to do. But you still need to balance that with actually putting one foot in front of the other. Because that's how things actually change. It's just by doing stuff. And even if you make some mistakes, that's still a good, that's still okay, right? You're going to make mistakes. You could consume all the content in the world before you do anything, and you probably will still make a mistake or two, right? There is never going to be a perfect journey. But if you don't take the first step, you don't take the 100th step. So you just need to get started.
I don't know what the date is of the first Tuesday, Thursday, or Saturday in 2025, but I guarantee John and I are going to do a podcast just like this one. And I'm just pleading with you. Don't be here a year from now going, fuck. That's all I'm asking. Just go take some fucking action.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.